Congressional Republicans rally behind Trump as Iran deal talks advance, give POTUS the space to negotiate. By Jasmine Jordan on May 25, 2026. Republican lawmakers are lining up behind President Donald Trump's administration as it pursues a possible Iran agreement involving nuclear limits, regional security, the Strait of Hormuz, and expanded Abraham Accords participation. President Donald Trump said Sunday that negotiations with Iran were proceeding in an orderly and constructive manner, but said he had told his representatives not to rush because time is on our side. He said the blockade would remain until an agreement is reached, certified, and signed, stressed that Iran cannot develop or procure a nuclear weapon or bomb, described the transaction currently being negotiated as the exact opposite of the Obama-era Iran nuclear deal, and thanked Middle Eastern partners while raising the possibility that more countries, and perhaps Iran, could join the Abraham Accords. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakr Ghalibaf and Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi were in Doha, Qatar, on Monday for consultations with Qatari officials and neighboring states as negotiations continue toward a potential peace agreement with the United States following months of conflict, an April ceasefire, and disputes over the Strait of Hormuz. The expected first step is a memorandum of understanding ending active conflict, while broader issues include Iran's nuclear program, sanctions relief, frozen assets, uranium enrichment, inspections, and freedom of navigation. On Monday, Trump called for Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and other Middle Eastern countries to join the Abraham Accords as part of a broader settlement with Iran. While Iranian officials said Tehran would not submit to pressures and excessive demands, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio said some progress had been made. The congressional reaction reflects a largely unified Republican message around Trump's negotiations. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, said, "This administration has devastated the Iranian regime, obliterated Iran's industrial base, and has significantly set back Iran's nuclear capabilities that the Biden administration allowed to flourish to dangerous levels. Let's give it POTUS Trump the space to negotiate without sideline chatter that simply undermines our country's position during these fragile negotiations." Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, said, "Straight talk from Atsek Rubio, this administration means what it says." Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said, "War virtually always ends with negotiations. Critics of President Trump's peace negotiations should give President Trump the space to find an American-first solution." Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said, "If in fact as a result of these negotiations to end the Iranian conflict, our Arab and Muslim allies in the region agreed to join the Abraham Accords, it would make this agreement one of the most consequential in the history of the Middle East." Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan joining the Abraham Accords would be beyond transformative for the region and world. It is a brilliant move by President Trump. To Saudi Arabia and others, now is the time to be bold for the future of a new Middle East. I expect, as President Trump has suggested, you will in fact join the Abraham Accords, effectively ending the Arab-Israeli conflict. If you refuse to go down this path as suggested by President Trump, it will have severe repercussions for our future relationships and make this peace proposal unacceptable. Further, it would be seen by history as a major miscalculation. President Trump, stick to your guns in getting a good deal with Iran. Equally important, stick to your guns in insisting Saudi Arabia and others join the Abraham Accords as part of these negotiations. Again, this is a brilliant proposal by President Trump. Representative Tom Barrett, RME, said, "I'm encouraged that President Trump has assembled a growing coalition of Middle Eastern leaders that are joining together to bring peace and a resolution to the conflict in Iran. I'm praying that a final deal can be reached." House Armed Services Committee Republicans wrote, "Peace through strength." Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said, "Thank you, President Trump, for working so hard to make the world a better, safer place." Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, said, "President Trump has been clear from the beginning that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and I trust he will hold the Iranian regime accountable and do what's best for the American people in our homeland. This is very important progress in the president's goal in bringing lasting peace to the region." Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, said, "Throughout this conflict, President Trump has given the Iranian regime numerous opportunities to end their nuclear ambitions, stop their financing of terrorism, and end their threats against the U.S. and our allies. This is a positive development, and I look forward to seeing the terms of the agreement. The actions taken throughout this conflict will result in long-term peace and stability in the region after 47 years of terror and evil perpetrated by the Ayatollah and the regime. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, said, "I applaud President Trump's efforts to secure a lasting peace." Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, said, "President Trump just delivered another historic win for America and the world. After showing unmatched strength against Iran, he's now secured a major deal to open the Strait of Hormuz, stabilize energy markets, and prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons. This is peace through strength in action without endless wars or weak concessions. Smart, tough leadership gets results. America first diplomacy at its finest. Thank you, Mr. President." Senator Cynthia Lummis, RY, said, "Great to have a president who is totally focused on putting America first and securing peace and lasting security in the Middle East." President Trump has never stopped working to create a deal that ensures Iran is never again a threat to the United States. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, said, "The coalition President Trump has built around this historic peace agreement is to be commended. I look forward to an end to this war, and I trust that he will successfully negotiate the final details." Representative Kevin Hearn, ROK, said, "Our freedoms endure because of the selfless men and women serving around the world in the U.S. military. Today on Armed Forces Day, we recognize and honor all our active duty service members who answered the call to serve and safeguard our nation." Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, said, "At POTUS at Real Donald Trump decisively used U.S. military might to significantly degrade Iran's nuclear, missile, naval, and Air Force capabilities. In contrast, previous presidents, especially Obama and Biden, kicked the can down the road and let Iran's deadly threats metastasize. The emerging deal was made possible because President Trump put America first and profoundly weakened Iran. I look forward to specific terms knowing the president has credibly shown he retains the option to use U.S. military might and economic pressure once again if Iran cheats." Senator John Barrasso, RY, said, "President Trump forced Iran to the table through a position of American strength. His bold actions have cut the legs out of Iran in terms of their military and their economy. We need to make sure that they never get a nuclear weapon. A big part of this is also opening up the Strait of Hormuz. That'll make America safer as well as give us better stability with oil prices long term. Any deal must be enforceable and verifiable because we know Iran cheats." Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, said, "Peace through strength. The world has once again seen that POTUS is a true leader. The panicans are proven wrong once again." Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, said, "Every American should be supporting POTUS during these peace negotiations ref Iran. He knows what he is doing." Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, said, "President Trump is the president of peace and the negotiator-in-chief. After years of appeasement by the Obama and Biden administrations, President Trump has been clear since day one, Iran must never have a nuclear weapon. We are looking forward to the details of the final deal. God bless America." Representative Riley Moore, RWV, said, "President Trump is the peace president. President Trump is on the verge of doing something no other president could do. Reaching a lasting peace deal that will prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. POTUS has said for decades that Iran must never obtain a nuclear weapon. He did not say this, as so many neocons have, as a pretext to enter America's next prolonged ground war. Instead, he knows preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon is essential to a lasting global peace. The president is on the precipice of delivering exactly what he promised, a peace deal that will ensure Iran will never get a nuclear bomb." Representative Lisa McClain, Army, said, "President Trump is focused on security and stability for the U.S. and our vital national interests in the Middle East. A deal reopening the Strait of Hormuz is a positive development toward that end." Representative John McGuire, RVA, said, "Peace through strength. Promises made, promises kept. POTUS again delivered." Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said, "President Trump is the only one who could have gotten Iran, the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, to the negotiating table. We are greatly encouraged to learn a peace deal in Iran is underway, and look forward to learning more about the specifics. Under President Trump's leadership, our nation is stronger, more respected on the global stage, and safer than ever before. Representative Richard Hudson, RNC, said, President Donald J. Trump's Peace Through Strength agenda continues to make the entire world safer from an oppressive regime of terror. I am confident President Trump will succeed again. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, said, President Trump is the president of peace. He will get the job done and end this conflict on terms that are in America's best interest. Representative Morgan Griffith, RVA, said, Thank you at POTUS for pursuing peace and working to open the Strait of Hormuz. Representative John Joyce, RPA, said, As negotiations continue toward a potential truce with Iran, this remains a critical moment for our nation and the world. I ask all Americans to keep President Trump and the First Lady in their thoughts and prayers, asking for their safety, protection, and strength. Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, said, President Donald Trump, Iran deal to be announced shortly. President Trump says a major agreement between the United States, Iran, and multiple Middle Eastern nations is now in its final stages, with the last details currently being negotiated. After years of chaos, proxy wars, and instability, the world is now watching President Trump broker one of the most consequential geopolitical agreements of the modern era. Representative Randy Fine, RFL, said, I've been in touch with the White House tonight about the potential Iran deal and let me say this. President Trump will land this deal and end the conflict on his terms. The Mullahs will never have a nuclear weapon.